Welcome to our podcast on cybersecurity, where we explore the ever-evolving landscape of online threats and how to protect your digital assets. Apple has been making headlines recently with its security measures. The tech giant has released crucial security patches for its devices, following the exploitation of two zero-day vulnerabilities in a spyware campaign. The Russian government has pointed the finger at the US for this. To address these issues, Apple has released the latest public software, iOS 16.5.1 and macOS 13.4.1, both of which include fixes for these flaws. In addition, the company has removed a fake Trezor app from its App Store. Other apps with the same name were found to have copied this app. Keep up to date with Apple's security progress for more news. Regarding Cisco news, there has been a concerning development involving the Cisco Secure Client software for Windows, formerly known as AnyConnect Secure Mobility Client. A high-severity flaw in the software has been discovered, which can allow attackers to elevate their privileges to system level. This has understandably caused alarm among users, especially considering the potential damage that could result if a malicious actor were to exploit this vulnerability. Additionally, there have been reports of exploit code being available, which only heightens the urgency of addressing this issue as soon as possible. In related news, authorities in New Zealand are stepping up their efforts to protect against phishing attacks and other security gaps in the country's digital infrastructure. With the threat of cyber attacks becoming an ever-present concern, it's certainly encouraging to see governments and private companies alike taking proactive measures to safeguard themselves and their users. In Microsoft news, cybersecurity continues to be a major issue. One concern is the increasing attacks by the Kremlin-backed hacking group APT29, also known as Cozy Bear or Nobelium, which is stealing credentials. Another major concern is a critical security flaw in Microsoft Azure AD that is enabling complete account takeover. Microsoft has also fallen victim to a distributed denial of service attack. Additionally, Yoroi Cert has released a report detailing vulnerabilities in Microsoft's OXML digital signature system. Despite these challenges, there is also some positive news. IronScales has launched Themis Copilot for Microsoft Outlook, an AI chat assistant designed for self-service threat detection. In the latest APT15 news, state-sponsored Chinese hackers have been using a new custom backdoor called Graphicon in their recent campaign to gather information. This marks the first time the group has used this particular tool, as they are known for using common malware tools. Reports indicate that between 2022 to 2023, the group has targeted foreign ministries, a government finance department, and a corporation in the Americas. Stay tuned for further updates on this developing situation. Welcome back to ChatGPT News. Next up in our headlines, we have some concerning news for our users. Over 100,000 ChatGPT accounts have been stolen and sold on the dark web due to info-stealing malware. We urge our users in the Asia-Pacific region, where the highest concentration of compromised accounts can be found, to take extra precautions with their accounts. It's worth noting that logs have peaked at 26,802 in May 2023, and we will continue to monitor the situation and provide updates as necessary. Sophos has several recent developments in the fight against cybercrime. Firstly, researchers have identified that attackers are increasingly using Linux servers to commit cyberattacks through the use of weak or easily guessable passwords. This highlights the need for stronger security measures, such as eliminating password-only logins on SSH servers. Additionally, Sophos has released a documentary video series on ransomware, offering viewers a comprehensive insight into this growing problem. Moreover, the manufacturing and production sectors have also been targeted by ransomware attacks, and a new survey delves in depth into their experiences and the impact on their businesses. For more updates and insights on the latest in cybersecurity, stay tuned. In the latest Tech Republic news, the Australian government has introduced a plan to enforce file scanning for all tech companies. The aim of this action is to fight against the spread of online child sexual abuse and pro-terrorism content worldwide, which could have significant global effects and affect how tech firms manage data. In addition, there is a growing need for companies to prioritize cloud security and safeguard their assets in the virtual environment. Keep up to date to learn more about this important concern.